Today's year in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the beautiful Masechta we just started yesterday, and we're on Daf Gimel Omud Aleph. In yesterday's year, we brought down a proof to the Mishnah. We brought Rav Yochanan's statement that, in fact, the reigns of a king are numbered and changed over with the month of Nisan, and not from the month of Tishrei. And this was based upon two psukim that he brought down, where it said that Aaron HaKohen died in the 40th year from Yetzias Mitzrayim in the month of Av, Rosh Chodesh Av, and it says that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Klal Yisrael, and that was also in the 40th year in the month of Shvat. And therefore, if Av and Shvat are called the same year, and we know that Av came first, that's what we proved yesterday in the Gemara, and then Shvat came afterwards, so you can't say, well, Shvat came first that in the time sequence, and Av came afterwards, but no, the Maisa that happened in Av, Aaron HaKohen's death, came first, and only subsequently was Sichon destroyed, and that was in the month of Shvat, and they're both called in the 40th year, so obviously going from Av until Shvat, you have to pass through Tishrei, and if it's still called the 40th year, you can see that we don't change the reign of a king in the month of Tishrei, but the reign of a king is changed in the month of Nisan. And this was proven from Shlomo HaMelech. Fine, that's what Rabbi Yochanan's proof was from yesterday. And now we're going to question that. All you did, the Gemara is going to say, in proving that Av, followed by the next Shvat, are both in the same calendar year, so you've proven that the month of Elul, Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, Teves, and Shvat are all in the same calendar year. We don't switch over the reign of the king during any of those months. But there are other months of the year, specifically, how do you know it's not Iyar? How do we know that it's not Sivan? How do we know that it's not Tammuz? And by the way, how do we know it's not Adar? Because Shvat is before Adar. So any of those months, the Gemara is now going to question, could be the month that we switch over the reign of a king. How can you prove definitively that it's the month of Nisan? That's the question that we're going to ask on Rav Yochanan's proof. Yes, Rav Yochanan has proved that it's not Tishrei. He likewise proved that it's not either Elul, because from Av till Shvat, you have to go through an Elul, and yet the year didn't change. You have to go through Tishrei again, Cheshvan, Kislev, Teves, and Shvat. So none of those months changed over. Granted, you proved it for all of those months. But the Gemara says, V'eimah, and now we begin and pick up the Gemara, 13 lines on the top on Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, "Ema, maybe we should say that Rosh Hashanah Iyar, that the changeover month is Iyar." Okay, it's not, as I said, Elul through Shvat, any of those months, specifically not Tishrei, but maybe instead of saying that it's Nisan, it could just as easily be Iyar. The Gemara says, no, don't think it could be Iyar. It's impossible for it to be Iyar. Lo soka daitach, because we have two psukim that would contradict that. Tersib. We have the first pasuk that's brought down in Shmos, where it says, "Tichsiv v'hi b'chodesh harishon b'shana hashenis v'echod l'chodesh." So it tells us specifically that we're dealing here b'chodesh harishon, which is Nisan, and we're dealing here b'shana hashenis, the second year from Yetzias Mitzrayim, v'echod l'chodesh, on the first day of the month. That month, of course, being Nisan, as we just said, b'chodesh harishon. In that month, who come in Mishkan? We know that v'hi b'yom hashmini, that pasuk in later on in Vayikra, that the Mishkan was put up on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It was Rosh Chodesh Nisan in the second year from Yetzias Mitzrayim. And it says furthermore, Usiv, Vahi Bashana Hashenis, still in the second year, Bachodesh Hasheni, in the second month, which is Iyar. Na'ale Anon Me'al Mishkan Eidos. The Anon went up from the Mishkan. Now, this is the same year, and yet it's called, Nisan is called in the second year, and Iyar, the month after that, is called in the second year. So, mi dekoi b'nisan, v'koi l'shon ha'shenis, v'koi b'Iyar, v'koi l'shon ha'shenis. Both of them are referred to, one right after the other, first month and second month, and it's the same year. So, therefore, mekal the Rosh Hashanah, lav Iyarhu. You've clearly proven that the changeover date cannot be in the month of Iyar, because otherwise it would have said in the first month in the second year, that's when the mission was put up, and then it should have said, if Iyar was the change of a month, in the second month, in the third year, on the 20th day of that month, there's some psukim missing, words missing from the psukim, we quoted by Hibashana Hashenis, Bachodesh Hasheni, so it left out the words, the Esrim Bachodesh, I'm not sure why, but anyway, more sometimes just leaves out things that are not critical for the pasuk, but it should have said, in the third year. It should have said, not Bashon HaShenis, it should have said Bashon HaShlishis, if Iyar was the crossover month, and therefore Makal, the Rosh Hashanah, Lav Iyar. Fine, we prove that. Gemara says, again, the Ema Rosh Hashanah Sivan, let's go to the next one, maybe it's Sivan. And the Gemara says, again, don't think that, Lo Soka Daitach, because the Pasuk tells us, Bachodesh HaShlishi in the third month, which is, of course, Sivan. Litzeis b'neis from Eretz Mitzrayim, we're dealing for the third month in the year that Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim. Ba'u midbar Sinai. We came to get the Torah on Har Sinai. Fine. The in Issa. Now, if you're telling me that this was, Sivan is the changeover month, so then the pasuk should have said, not Bachodesh HaShlishi, it says B'nai Yisrael Meretz Yisrael, he should have said Bachodesh HaShlishi, now we changed over to Bashana HaShenis, it says B'nai Yisrael Meretz Yisrael, that's what the Gomer would be, Miboyle, that's what he should have said. So clearly, the month of Sivan is not the changeover month. So all we've done today so far is proven that in addition to the months of Elul through Shvat, none of them being the changeover month, we've also now proven that Iyar and Sivan aren't the changeover months. But the Gemara says, bottom line is, maybe the Eima Tammuz. It's though you have it, you know, and you're not going to have a source that Tammuz isn't the changeover month. The Eima Av, you don't have a source that Av isn't the changeover month because the first mice of Aaron's death was in the month of Av. Maybe that was the changeover month. And likewise, the Eima Adar, as we pointed out, all you did was prove up to Shvat it's the changeover month, but maybe Adar is. So we still have 3 months left, Tammuz, Av, and Adar, that you haven't proven aren't the changeover month. So Rav Yochanan's proof is incomplete. You're right. He proved clearly that Tishrei is not the changeover month, as well as all these other months. But Tammuz, Av, and Adar are potentially still the changeover months. So from Rav Yochanan's proof, we don't have a complete proof. So Gemara says, Elam Rabbi Loza. So Rabbi Loza adds on and says, Mehacha. Here is the definitive proof. It says, by Shlomo HaMelech, when he built the Beis HaMikdash, Vayochel Livnos Bachodesh HaSheni, Shlomo HaMelech started to build the Beis HaMikdash in the second month, Bachodesh HaSheni, and then it says enigmatic word Basheni in the second. We'll have to say in a moment what does it mean in the second. And then it says, which year of Shlomo Melech's reign was this? Bishnas Arba Lemalchuso. It was in the fourth year since he became the Melech on Klal Yisrael after his father David Melech passed away. Now, this enigmatic word Bachodesh HaSheni Basheni. What does it mean? My Sheni. What is the second time it says Bachodesh HaSheni Basheni? You already told me. It's in the second month. So what does Basheni mean? My Sheni. So Lav, doesn't it mean Sheni Leyerach Shimon and Bo Malchuso? Doesn't mean in the second month from the counting of when you change over. So if this is Bachodesh HaSheni, which is Iyar, it's in the second month of the counting changeover. Nisan is the first month. Nisan is the month that you change over. Lav Sheni Leyerach Shimon and Bo Malchuso. Isn't this a good proof that when it says the extraneous word Basheni here, it's teaching us this din, that you change over the year counting during the month of Nisan. Shmuel says, who says? Maskev Ravina. Ravina says, Beim Hasheni B'chodesh. Maybe it means the second day of the month. I mean, most people would have read this, Bayochel Levinos B'chodesh Hasheni, that Shlomo HaMelech began to build in the second month, Basheni, on the second day of the month, Bishnas in the year, Arba L'Malchuso. So why don't we learn it that way? Shmuel says, if that were true, if what Ravina is suggesting is correct, in Cain, Sheni, the word Sheni, Bachodesh, if you're telling me it means the second day of the month, Behedja Havakusiv Be. It should have specifically stated so, because that's the way we normally do this. Whenever you find that the day of the month is referred to, Rashi explains, it's almost always going to refer to it as the day of the month. He gives an example of Esor Lachodesh. So it always would have said over here, Basheni Lachodesh. It didn't say that, so therefore, Ravina's question is not a concern. Aye, so what other possibilities could it be? The extra word Basheni, where it says Ve'ema Basheni B'Shabbos. Maybe it means Monday. It means the second day of the week. So the Gemara gives us Teretz number one, Chodah number one, the Lo Ashikhan Sheni B'Shabbos. That's it. We don't find that the Torah ever tells us the day of the week. We don't find that. Tosfos asks the obvious question. It says in Ma'aseh Bereishis, we just read in last week's Parsha, Vayerev Vayvoker Yom Sheni, Vayerev Vigo Yom Shlishi. So how can you tell me it doesn't ever say the day of the week? So Tosfos brings down from the Yerushalmi, you can't learn out anything for the Bria of the Olam, because Shabbos was yet created. You can't say it's the first day of the week of Shabbos, second day of the week of Shabbos, third day of the week of Shabbos, because Shabbos wasn't yet created. The law of Shabbos, you can't be referring to Shabbos. Ella, Shahoya Yom Sheni Libriyasa Shalom. Yeah, that you find that it's the second day from the creation of the world, the third day from the creation of the world. But you can't say that this means Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday in our normal sense of meaning. This is the Hayom Yom Echod L'Shabbos, Hayom Yom Sheni L'Shabbos, Hayom Shlishi L'Shabbos. So that can't be what it means. The Sfasemis points out that it says in regards to the month, Bayom HaShishi. Now there it seems to be talking about Friday. So what would you say? So he applies a similar teretz like Tosfos gave over here. It's talking from Ma'aseh Bereishis. So when it says Bayom HaShishi, in regards to the man falling, it means this was the sixth day of the man falling, but it is not meaning Friday specifically. It means the, counting the 6 days of the man. So bottom line is, Chada number one, the Gemara says, we don't find the Torah referring to Monday. So when it says over here in the Pasuk, Bachodesh HaShini, Basheni, it's not talking about the second day of the week. Fine. V'od, and if you don't like that Teretz, you want to say, come on, why? So maybe here it does. So the Gemara says, no. Furthermore, V'od, make your Sheni Basrol, Sheni Kamah. When it says Bachodesh HaShini, it was referring to a Chodesh. So then when it says Basheni again, if it doesn't give you any descriptive adjective or any other term, so Mestam, it also means Lachodesh. Ma Sheni Kamah Chodesh, Av Sheni Basrol Chodesh. So therefore, they're both Chodesh. So therefore, you can't tell me it's the day of the month. That's not the way it's normally run. You can't tell me it's the day of the week. That's not normally the way that it's written. So therefore, the only thing left is to teach us, as we said, Lav Sheni Liyerach Shemoni Bolamachu. So, we have a good proof. This is how we know that Nisan is the change over month. So from a real laws, we have a definitive proof. Now the Gemara says, Tanya Kavasi, Rav Yochanan. We have a Braisa in support of the rationale of Rav Yochanan. Now this is a little bit strange because we weren't able to conclusively prove from Rav Yochanan. We said, what about Tammuz? What about Av? What about Adar? And yet we now bring a Braisa to support Rav Yochanan. What happened to Rav Elazar? It's perfectly good proof. So Tosus points out, Rashi really says the same thing. Rashi says, Bekulei Kroy Daisleil, that this is going, this Tanya Kavasi Rav Yochanan is not going just on Rav Yochanan, it's also going on Rav Elazar. You really need both of them together, because Tosus points out that you might have thought that this was specific only for Shlomo HaMelech, and therefore you need Rav Yochanan to tell me this applies to all kings as well. So the bottom line is, this Tanya Kavasi is really to Rav Yochanan and Rav Elazar. And now what the Gemara is going to do is just go over in shorthand all of the psukim that we started bringing down from yesterday's shir of Rav Yochanan, which I said we have the proof from Aaron HaKohen's death, and then Sichon, and then all the psukim that we used to support that, and then all the psukim that we used today to support Rabbi Elazar. So we're now going to list them in shorthand. So this Tanya Kavasi, Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Elazar is Minayin Shein Monim Lahem Lemalachim Elam Nisan. How do we know that the changeover year for kings is always from the month of Nisan? That we say that their reign is now in the second year, the third year, the fourth year. How do we know it's Nisan? So he quotes all the psukim without going through any of the detail that we did, so we'll just quote the psukim again. Shneimar. It started off saying by Shlomo Melech to see that this applies to the changeover for the king. So we use that pasuk to show us that Shlomo Melech was counted from a certain point in time, and obviously the change over there from those psukim was in Nisan. Then we showed this was true, that the change of month was Nisan, by using the proof from Aaron that was occurring in Av, and then when Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Klai Yisrael was also called in Shvat, that it was the 40th year. And then, how do we know that that was true? We know that that was the right order, that Aaron's death occurred first, and then Sichon's death, because we have the pasuk that says that Sichon attacked only after they heard that Aaron had died. Which was the Omer, what did they hear? They heard that Aaron died, and we said that they saw that Aaron had died because the Ananim had been taken away, and now they were able to see Klai Yisrael for the first time. Which was followed by the Pasuk V'yomer V'hiv Hashanah Hashenis B'chodesh Sheni V'gomer, and this we used to go prove that it wasn't the month of Iyar, and then we used the Pasuk V'yomer B'chodesh Hashisus Tesmenei Yisrael V'gomer, that we used to prove that it wasn't the month of Sivan, and then we have finally the proof from Rabbi Elazar of Omer V'yoch Livnos V'gomer, the Psukim that Rabbi Elazar used. So this is the Tanya Kavasi, the Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Elazar. The Gemara continues and says, Amar Rav Chista tells us, this din that we've been talking about, the changeover date, that it is the month of Nisan, Lo Shanu, it was only taught El Lamalcha Yisrael. As we had alluded to in yesterday's shir, the very first, the beginning of the shir, we talked that this seems to be that Rashi was bringing a reason for the Gemara in Gittin that seemed to apply only to Malchus Ha'umos Ha'olam, and not Malchus Yisrael. And we said Tosus disagreed with that based upon this Gemara right now. So this is that Gemara where Chis is telling us that this whole discussion is only applicable, that the changeover date for the reign of the Malchus is Chodesh Nisan, is Lamalcha Yisrael, for Jewish kings. However, Aval Malchi Umos Olam, but for the secular world, for the non-Jewish kings, for the rest of the countries of the world, the changeover date for their reign is Mitishrei Maninan. We document that they're now in their third year, in their fourth year, their tenth year, from the month of Tishrei. Tishrei is the changeover month. And this is based upon a series of psukim from Nehemiah. Nehemiah, of course, is part of Sefer Ezra, but we break it up and call it Ezra and Nehemiah. So we're going to learn from the first parak, the first couple of psukim in Nehemiah. First, we're just going to quote the first pasuk in the first parak, and then we're going to go and show that in the second parak, the first pasuk, it clearly demonstrates that by the secular kings, the changeover date is not Nisan. And then we'll go into this a little bit more. So we start and say as follows. It says in the very beginning of Nehemiah. Nehemiah is the Sarah Mashkim of the king. We'll see which king in a moment. We'll go through this. There are a number of kings that are being important over here in our discussion. So Nehemiah tells us that he was informed that in Eretz Yisrael, where they just had rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash, things aren't going very, very well. Shnemar Divri Nehemiah ben Chachalya, Nehemiah who's the son of Chachalya. So it says, Vahi Bechodesh Kislev, it was in the month of Kislev, Shnas Esrim Vagomer. It is in the 20th year. The 20th year of what? We'll see. The 20th year will be from the reign of a certain king. So that's what it tells us in the first pasuk, in the first parak. In the second parak, in the first pasuk, it continues this narrative, and it says, Uksiv, Vahi Bachodesh Nisan, Shnas Esrim, Liar Tachshasta, the Gomer. So there it tells us it's in the same year, in the 20th year, and here it specifically says, to the reign of Artachshasta. It's not clear who this king Artachshasta is. We'll see that there is an opinion that says that this is Daryovish, who is the son of Achashverosh, who is therefore the son also of Esther Amalka, according to many. In any event, we'll see who he is more in the Gemara. In the second parak over here, in this first pasuk, it says also in the 20th year, and it says it's in Chodesh Nisan. The first pasuk was talking about Kislev being in the 20th year, and then going forward in time, you go to Chodesh Nisan, and it's still the 20th year, so you clearly see, Midekoy b'Kislev, v'koy l'Shnas Esrim, v'koy b'Nisan, v'koy l'Shnas Esrim. Even though we went through the month of Nisan, it's still called the 20th year. You clearly see, Miklal de Rosh Hashanah, lav Nisan Hu. You clearly see that Rosh Hashanah isn't considered the month of Nisan for the changeover. Shmuel says, okay, that's great. Bishlamahech, the second pasuk, it says, Beferish, that this is the 20th year of Artachshasta. So we understand that. Mefarish, Dela Artachshasta. However, Elahai, the first pasuk, Mimai Del Artachshasta. How do we know that it's the 20th year of Artachshasta? Maybe Dilma, and we turn to Gimel Amud Beis, maybe it's talking about something else. Leminyana Achrinahu. As Tosus points out over here, Lushumaisa, to some other event, Shaya, that happened. Now, he brings down from the Yushami. He doesn't like that answer. And the Yushami has a whole different interpretation. See this Tosos. But we'll just learn like simple, like the Bavli. And that, how can you tell me that it's the 20th year, the same Artachshasta, maybe it's something else. So Rav Papa says, no, it's the same exact 20th year of Artachshasta. Because it says Shnas Esrim in the first parak. It says Shnas Esrim in the beginning of the second parak. And L'Gzeri Shavah. That's to compare the two and teach us. It's not a formal full Gezeirah Shavah. We don't have full Gezeirah Shavahs in Navi, but it's an asmachta here to say that Mistama, if it's talking about the 20th year, and then it doesn't change, and tells us it's still talking about the 20th year, Ma'ahasom le'artachshasta, in the second paragraph where it says, Beferish artachshasta, so avhocha le'artachshasta. So too, in the first paragraph, first pasuk, it must be referring to artachshasta. Where it says, who says? Maybe, in fact, the events are not in the chronological order, that the first parak came first and the second parak came second. We know, Ein Mukdam Umuchar Batorah. Maybe, in fact, the second parak, which deals with the month of Nisan, actually predates the first parak, which deals with the month of Kislev. The Gemara says, Dilma, Maisa the Nisan Kodim. Maybe the second parak actually came first, and the first parak came second. So the Gemara says, don't think that for a second. Lo Soka Daitach. Why? Because the Tanya, it says specifically in the second parak that it's referring to the events that happened in the first parak in the past tense. Dvarim she'omar chanoni l'Nechemya b'Kislev. The second parak is talking about that Nehemiah is talking to the king, and he goes over to the king, and he tells the king, this is what Hanani came to me to tell me what's going on in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, the second parak clearly, chronologically, is after the first parak. And therefore, the second parak, which is dealing with the month of Nisan, clearly is after the first parak, which deals with Kislev, and yet it's still called the 20th year. So clearly, Nisan can't be a changeover month. Again, to repeat, Titania. So clearly, the chronological sequence is in order. It's not Ein Mukdam Umuchar Batorah. Perek Aleph comes first in time, then comes Perek Beis. Perek Aleph is dealing with Kislev, Perek Beis is dealing with Nisan, and yet it doesn't change over from the 20th to the 21st year. Must be that Nisan is not the changeover month. Now, we're going to darshan now and bring down the entire first couple of psukim in Nehemiah and darshan them to show that this is true. So the Gemara wants to prove its point by giving a little bit more discussion. Dvarim shomer Chanani l'Nehemiah b'Kislev. Those words that Chanani said to Nehemiah, that in the first parak at the very beginning, are as follows. Shenemar, Tivrei Nehemiah ben Chachalya. The words from Nehemiah Starting off, Sefer Nechemiah, Vayhi Bachodesh Kislev. It was in the month of Kislev, Shnas Esrim. This is what we had quoted previously in the 20th year, and now here we add on new things. Vayni Hayisi B'Shushan Avira. Nechemiah is telling us that he was in the capital, Shushan Avira. And it says further, Vayovo Hanani. Hanani came to him. Who was Hanani? Echod Me Achaihu. He was one of our brothers, one of the people from the Jewish people living in Yerushalayim in Eretz Yisrael. Vanoshim Yehuda, and also people from Yehuda came with him. Vayasholim. Nechemiah asked them, how are the Jews doing? Ala Yehudim Aplata, Ashenisharu Minashevi Vayushalayim. How are the remaining Jews doing in Yerushalayim that are living there, that have, according to some, have been there since the Bayis Rishon was destroyed? Whereas Rashi seems to say, Shekfar Alu B'nei HaGola Miyamos Koresh. Or he's referring to a group of people that had gone on Aliyah during the days of Koresh to go and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. In any event, these Jews that are in Yerushalayim, he asks Hanani and the other people that came with Hanani, how are they doing? And Vayomerli, so Nechemiah says that they responded to me and said, oi, not so good. Hanisharim asher nisharu min hashvi, those that are left from the original destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, or that are now in Yerushalayim, shom b'medina b'ro gedola, u'becharpa, u'becholmas Yerushalayim miforetzes, u'sharel nitzu v'esh, those are living in terrible situations. They're living in ro gedola, a terrible situation. U'becharpa means like in embarrassment, and the walls of the city are broken, their piutzas, their breaches in the wall, and the gates have been burnt with fire. So it's not good. Now, later in Perek Beis, Amor and Nechemiah LeMelech B'Nisan, now we start Perek Beis, and it says, Shenemar, Vayhi B'Chodesh Nisan, this is Nisan, this is several months after Hanani reported to him. He goes to the king, has an audience with the king, Vayhi B'Chodesh Nisan, it's still called Shnas Esrim Le'ar Tachshasta HaMelech, so now we see clearly that it is the same year, because it's called the 20th year, it's going from Kislev to Nisan, and we don't change over, and he is the Sarah Mashkim, as Rashi points out, for this king, this melech, Artachshasta, and he goes and brings him the wine like he does every day. So, Vahi b'chodesh nisan, shnaser sun li'artachshasta, ha-melech, yayin l'fonav, and I go bring him the wine like I do all the time, v'asos ha-yayin, v'etno la-melech, and I gave it to the king, v'lo yisi r'olafonav, and I never was in a bad mood when I was there. I was always bright and cheerful. You're serving the king. You better go in there with a nice attitude. But today he was depressed, and the king notices this. V'yomali ha-melech, the king said, uh-oh, not good. Madua panecharim, why are you with a bad face? He was scared. The reason why they used to have a Sarah Mashkin was to taste the wine. The kings were always concerned that they would be poisoned. So they had somebody taste the wine, and the guy didn't die, so then the king would drink it. So he asked him, Madua panecharon? Well, I'm a little bit nervous here that your face is telling me that something is going on. You're not your normal cheery self. Now, Bata in Chachola, the king says to Nechemiah, you're not sick. So, Ein ze ki im roa lev. I'm very concerned over here that there's something devious going on in your heart. Va'ira. And therefore, Nechemiah gets very nervous because, as the Mephoshim bring down, Nechemiah is concerned that the king is going to accuse him of trying to kill him. So, Va'ira harbi mod. Nechemiah is very, very concerned. And he's very afraid. Va'yomel ha-melech. He says to the king, no, ha-melech li'olam yichya. The king should live forever. Long live the king. Madua le'iru fanai. Have I ever been upset with you without a reason? I have a good reason. As Rashi in the Navi says, Madua lo yu panai ro'am. Why shouldn't my face be upset? I just heard this terrible news from Hanani. So I share Ha'ir, Beis Kivros Avosai, who taught me about the city that my forefathers are buried in. Chareva, it's lying in ruins. Usharel, Ukluvesh, and the gates are burnt with fire. The people there are having a hard time. That's why I'm upset. Nothing to do with you, Chas V'Shalom. So the king says back to Nechemiah, Amaze atom avakish. Nu, so what would you like? So Nechemiah davens, Vespala Elokei Hashemayim, he davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that his request from Archash Tachshta should be accepted. And he says, Omer HaMelech, he says to the king, Im Al HaMelech Tov, if it's good in the king's heart, it's a similar lashon that's used in Megillas Esther, Im Al HaMelech Tov. So it's an interesting lashon because according to many, this king Archash Tachshta is in fact the son of Achashverosh. So Nechemiah uses the same lashon and he says, Im Al HaMelech Tov, if it's good in your heart, v'mitav abdechol lefanecha, and if I'm a royal good servant to you, so if I've been a good servant to you, so asher tishlacheni, please send me El Yehuda, El Yer Kivros Avosai, to the city where my forefathers are buried, v'evneh, nena, and I will go and build it. And the king says, You got it planned. Yomli Amelech, the king says back to Nehemia, Bahashegal Yosheves Etzlo. Shegal is the queen. It comes from a Loshon of Tisha Gelnol. We have in the Tochacha. So the Shegal is the woman who is living with the king. So the Shegal sitting next to the king, and the king says to him, Ad Mosayeh Mehalochacha, Umasai Toshub. How long are you going to be going, and when are you coming back? Baital the Amelech, and the king was very happy, Vaishlacheni, Vaitno Lozman. And the king gave him a sign time to go and take care of matters. So again, the purpose of this whole discussion was to show us that clearly the proceedings are in chronological order. Kislev came before Nisan, and it's still called the 20th year. We have perfect proof that by the Gaisha kings, we do not in fact count from Nisan being the changeover month, but their Tishrei is the changeover month. This is questioned, however, by Rav Yosef. Most of Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, wait a second, keep on reading different psukim. These psukim are from Chagai. It says over there, Biyom Esrim V'Arbo L'Chodesh, on the 24th day of the month, Bashishi, it says in the sixth month, right? It says the 24th day of the month, L'Chodesh, then Bashishi here means the sixth month, Bishnash Shtayim L'Daryovish, in the second year of the reign of Daryovish. So again, we're talking here in the sixth month, which is Elul. Again, the months are always, everybody agrees the months are all numbered from Nisan. Nisan is Rosh Chodesh Lochem. You have to be always counting all the months of Nisan. That's never in doubt. So the sixth month is Elul. So in the first Pasuk, in Chagai, that we're dealing with over here, Pasuk Tesvav, it tells us that the sixth month is in the second year of Daryovish's reign. So Elul is in Daryovish's reign. But then it says, Uksiv, Bashvi, in the seventh month, which is Tishrei. Now, if it's a changeover by the Goyisha kings, it should have now been not in the second year of Daryovish, it should have been in the third year. But it's still, now we have this in parentheses, Bishtashtayim, because those words aren't written, as Rashi points out in the Pasuk, but since we don't mention that it's the third year, so we're still working within the second year. So it's as if the Pasuk has said, Bishnashtayim, B'esrim Yechon L'Chodesh, on the 21st day of the month of Tishrei. So we've gone from the 24th of Elul to the 21st of Tishrei without changing the year. Even though we went through Tishrei, we see that by the secular king, by this Goyish king Daryovish, it's not considered the changeover month being Tishrei. So how can you tell me that our Gemara is only dealing with Nisan being the changeover month for Jewish kings? Here you see the Tishrei, which would have been the other month, the changeover month for the non-Jewish kings, wasn't the case. And as I just said, if Tishrei is the changeover month for the secular kings, so then it should have said in the third year now of Dariush's reign. So Amar Rav Yavo gives a very simple teretz. He says, it depends. When you're dealing with Jewish kings or good Goyisha kings, so then we use Nisan. When you're dealing with bad kings, then you use Tishrei. And this Daryovish is a very good king. Now, he doesn't call him Daryovish. That's the only problem. Amar Rav Yavo, Koresh Melech Kosher Hoya. Koresh is a very good king, and therefore, Lefikach Manu Lo Kamach Yisrael. And therefore, his changeover date for his reign is Nisan and not Tishrei. Now, the obvious question is, we're trying to bring a proof over here that Daryovish is a good king, and that's why the changeover month for him is not Tishrei, but it's Nisan, and that's why we went from Elul to Tishrei. It didn't change from his second year to his third year, but Rabbi Yavo should have said, Daryovish Melech Kosher Hoya. However, he doesn't say that. He says Koresh was. So that's the obvious question, and the Gemara is now going to address this in a moment. So first, we have Maskevel Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, that's not a good raya. Number one, Chodah, he doesn't even give the raya that it's talking about a different king yet. He'll get to that in a second. But first of all, he says, Chodah, number one, Dim Kain, Koshu Kroya Dodi. If you're telling me that Daryovish is a good king, and therefore Nisan is the changeover month for him and not Tishrei, so then that doesn't jibe with the following pasuk that we have from Ezra. It says in Ezra, Dirsiv, Vishaitzi Baiso Dino, this house was completed, the Beis HaMikdash was completed when Ad Yom Tlosa Lirach Adar, until the third day of the month of Adar, Dihu Shnas Sheish Lamalchus Daryovish Malka, which is in the sixth year of Daryovish's reign. Vitanya, and then it says in the Braisa, Bioso Zman Lishon Habo, it says next year at that time, Ola Ezra Bavel, the Galuswimo. That's when Ezra brought up the small number of people that went up with him, the 40,000 plus people that went up with him from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, so he brought them up. Now it says next year, Uksiv. The pasuk in Ezra actually says as follows: By Yavo Yerushalayim, Ezra comes with this 40,000 plus group of people. By Yavo Yerushalayim, when Bachodesh Hachamishi, in the fifth month of course is Av, he shnas hashviis lamelech. Now it's only in the seventh year of the king. Now we just said a moment ago that it was the sixth year of the king. We were dealing with Adar, And now, a year later in Adar, Ezra starts beginning to decide to go up, and he arrives in Av. So this should have been the eighth year. If you're telling me that Dariush's rule is going to change over in Nisan, so it started in the sixth year, then a whole year passes until the seventh year, and then Ezra goes up then and arrives in the eighth year in Av. So if that's correct, it should have said V'misa Shnas Hashminis V'boyalei. But that's not what it said. It says V'yovah Yerushalayim B'chodesh HaChamishi Hishnas HaShviyis L'melech. So Nisan wasn't the changeover. So this is a kasha number one that Rabbi Yosef says to this. And furthermore, V'od, Mi dummy. He says, how can you tell me, Rabbi Avohu says, that, oh, Koresh is a great king? Hasam Koresh. Hacha Daryavish. How can you tell me that Daryavish is a great king? And therefore, we have the changeover of him in the month of Nisan. Where do we see that he's a great king? You said that Koresh is a great king, but this is talking about Daryavish. So the second question is easy to answer. Tanna Gemara says, who Koresh, who Daryavish? That Koresh is Daryavish, and he's also Artachshasta. They're all one and the same. It's interesting. Rashi in Ezra, in the fourth parak, Pasuk Zion tells us that the gematria of Koresh is 520 and the gematria of Daryavish is also 520. Interesting. So Daryavish and Koresh are the same person, and they both are Artachshasta. It's all one person, one the same. So therefore, when Rabbi Avohu said that Koresh is a good king, and therefore his changeover date is Nisan, so too we have that that applies to Daryavish as well. So therefore, the second point that we made, V'od mi dami, hasam Koresh, hacham Daryavish, that one we can easily knock off, because, no, when Rabbi Avohu said that Koresh was a good king, he's also talking about Daryavish being a good king, because they're one and the same. Now, why did he have three names? So Gemara says, Koresh, he's called Koresh, Shemela Koshu. The word Koresh is like a jumble of kosher. So therefore, he's known as Koresh, the righteous king. Artachshasta, why was he called Artachshasta? Al-Shem Malchuso. That was the typical name that they gave the kings. That's like president. That's like Paro. That's a generic name that they used for the person. So it's like saying King Daryavish, because that was his name. Artachshasta is like the term king, Al-Shem Malchuso. Umashmo, what was the name of this king? Daryavishmo. So when we say over here that he's known as Artachshasta, it's like saying the word, generic word, king. And when we use the term Koresh, that's a descriptive term saying he was a good king, and his real name was Daryavish. All one and the same. So that's how we can easily push aside the Od Midomi. That's how we push aside the second question that Rabbi Yosef asked. But the first kasha that he had is a good kasha. If Daryavish is a good king, so he should have said the eighth year of his reign. Instead, the pasuk says the seventh year of his reign. Mikol mokum kasha. The first question that Rabbi Yosef asked, attack a good question. So Rabbi Yitzchak says, no, it's not such a good question. Why? Lo kasha, because kan kodim shehichmitz, v'kan la'achar shehichmitz. So, when you're a good king, then we use for the secular kings Nisan as the change of a month, just like for the Jewish kings. But if you're a bad king, or if you're originally a good king, but now you became a bad king, so then we revert, and we use Tishrei as the change over month. Lo kasha, kan kodim shehichmitz, kan li'acha shehichmitz. So when we originally called Daryavish a good king, but over here, already in the sixth year of his reign, he's no longer a good king. The Gemara says, why not? Maskel or kahana, umi hechmitz. When did he become a bad king? I don't understand. Boksiv, it says in the following pasuk, and we turn to Dalet Omud Aleph, Rashi says that this is an igeris shesholach biat Ezra lepachol shaylo biaretz Yehuda. This was a letter that this king Daryavish sent to Ezra to give to the governors in Yehuda, to his pachas, the governors that he had in Yehuda. And it says as follows. Basically, give them whatever they need. As Rashi says, Uma chashchon, it means komar, koma shechafetzim ha-kohanim tunolem mishali. Whatever the kohanim need in the Beis HaMikdash, take it out of my treasury and give it to them. Uma chashchon, ubnei sorin, they need to have the bird offerings, the dichrin and rams, the imrin and sheep, la'alovon, la'aloka, to go and bring up his korbanos to the god, la'akol koshmaya, give it to them. Give them whatever they need. Give them chintin if they need wheat. Give them malach, salt, chamar, wine, umeshach, oil, kimeimar, kahanaya, di b'Yerushalayim. Whatever the kohanim ask from you in Yerushalayim, leheve, misyayev, lahom, yom b'yom, di la shalu. Go and give to them every day what they need, day to day, without not doing so. So clearly, it sounds like Daryavish is a great king. So how can you tell me that he was Mahichmetz? Some of Yitzchak. So Rav Yitzchak says to Rav Kahana, Rebbe, my teacher, you're my Rebbe, mitunach, from your package, from that which you're carrying. In other words, this pasuk that you just brought down is the answer to your question. De lahon mehakrivin nichochin le'loko shmaya. He says, go and give to them what they need so they can sacrifice it to their God. and we're doing this as an inducement for them to go to daven to their God that he should take care of us, my life, and my children's life. So Dariavish was doing this for ulterior motives. Therefore, it doesn't show you this pasuk that he was a good king. It shows you that he was bribing them to go and daven for him. Or it says, what's wrong with that? Is that a bad thing? After all, Tanya, we have a famous braisa that says, Omer sel azel tztaka. We do this all the time. If somebody says, I'm giving this money to tztaka, bishul sheyichyu bini, that my child should survive, that everything should be good, we give tztaka. We say, we just said it on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, tshuva, tfilu, tztaka, mavirin, zera gezera. We give tztaka to, quote, induce HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go and take away any bad decrees against us. So that's exactly what Dariavish was doing. So why is he called Hechmetz? Because the Braisa says, if you give tztaka, omer sela azul tztaka, bishul sheyichyu banai, that's perfectly okay. Or if you say, bishul she'ezke bo lechayei olam haba, or I'm doing this should be a zechus for me, haris a tzadik gomor. You're not a bad person, you're a tzadik gomor. So what in the world are you telling me that Dariavish was hechmetz because he did this? So he says, nope, that's not a problem. Rav Kahane says back to Rav Yitzchak, lo kasha, that's not a kasha. Kam Yisrael, this Bryce is referring to a Yid who's doing it l'shem shemaim. When he gives tztaka, he says, I'm giving the tztaka that it should be a zechus for me, it should be a zechus for my children, etc. Somebody should have a refuah shleima, but they understand that if they don't get their desired request fulfilled, so then they nevertheless are still giving the tztaka with a full heart. They have total amun on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whereas the Kam Ba'ov de Kochavim by Dariavish, he was saying, I want you to give this in order that I get a good result. And if I don't get a good result, I don't want to give this. Then I'm taking it back or I'm upset. So therefore, that's not L'Shem Shemayim. When you do it L'Shem Shemayim, so then you're a Tzadik Gomer. But if you do it like Dariavish did it, just for the purposes of getting a benefit and not because you're doing it L'Shem Shemayim in any way, so then you aren't considered Ma'al Yusa. You're considered, in fact, Hichmetz. This is a very good break point. We have a lot of interesting psukim discussion, but we'll stop the shir here.